the Reno Club, where Basie kept time. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShane. Parker, Prez, and Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. And now, this week, we celebrate the music of drummer Jeff Hamilton with our very special guest, the man himself, Jeff Hamilton. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Wow. Ice cold. So
ice
cool.
Cold.
Whoa, that's, very
that's cool.
Cool.
Chili baby.
And you know, we just had a great jazz month. April was fantastic.
Yes.
And now May brings about warmer weather. So, you know, an end to the shivering, David.
Into really. The shivering, but let's keep the coolness going.
Absolutely. Well, May every week we bring at least 1 hour of cool. Okay.
Well, you know what? That hour could last a long time if you listen right.
Right?
You know, Pete, I want to share some information, something that I found interesting.
What's that?
San Francisco officials reported that this year's 420 pot celebration in Golden Gate Park cost $10,000 to clean up.
Oh.
Fortunately, the trash they picked up had a street value of
$50. You know, in other news, Lance Armstrong is being sued by the post office for violating his contract when he cheated to win the Tour de France. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they win, the post office is putting him back on his bike and making him deliver mail on Saturdays.
Save a little money. Hey, did you hear that one of Mitt Romney's campaign interns was arrested in New York for cyber-stalking women online?
No way.
Hey, now we know what happened to Mitt's binder full of women.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get to it. Here's our own David Bassey to sing a great Ray Brown tune, Gravy Waltz.
Yeah. Pretty mama's in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmer nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Chirping a little chickadee, you told me baby was true. Where she ran to get the frying pan when she saw me coming. Gotta get a taste before it goes to waste. The honeybee is humming. Mr. Weepin' Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. My baby's set to do the ever-loving new gravy waltz. Thank you.
my baby ran to get the frying pan. When she saw me coming, gotta get a taste before it goes to waste. The honeybee is humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. Where my baby's set to do the ever-loving gravy waltz. My baby's set to do the ever-loving new. Wow, yeah, yeah, my baby's set to do the ever-loving new gravy. Gravy
Wall. Now this week, we celebrate the music of jazz drummer and band leader Jeff Hamilton. Born in Richmond, Indiana, Jeff attended IU, where he developed the chops to play with Tommy Dorsey, Lionel Hampton, and the Monty Alexander Trio. It's also where Jeff met his longtime musical partner, bass player John Clayton. Hamilton also trampled around a bit with Woody Herman's Thundering Herd before settling in Los Angeles, where he made 6 albums with the LA 4 and became a top session drummer at Concord Records.
In a career spanning a variety of musical styles and eras, Jeff Hamilton has worked with Ella Fitzgerald, Rosemary Clooney, the Count Basie Orchestra, Oscar Peterson, and Ray Brown, along with pop music legends like Barbara Streisand and Paul McCartney. He joined forces with the Clayton brothers, John and Jeff, with whom he also co-directs the celebrated Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra.
Jeff Hamilton has toured extensively with Diana Krall and played on her Paris DVD and several other top-selling albums. Besides all of this touring and recording, Jeff also leads his own trio, which has released a number of fine albums for Capri, including their latest effort, Red Sparkle, out earlier this year. And how about this for an accolade? Jeff was voted 2012 Drummer of the Year, his 4th time, by Modern Drummer magazine.
We are going to spend the next hour playing the music of Jeff Hamilton. Who better to get that done than our very special guest, Mr. Jeff Hamilton.
Welcome aboard the 12th Street Jump Mothership, Jeff.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It is an honor to have you, sir. Now, you just heard a list of names. How's it feel, you know, looking back, hearing all those names you play with?
Well, it feels like I don't know how to keep a job.
You must have done something right. And, you know, one of your quotes a while back that I read said, we're products of what we listened to and grew up with.
Yeah, I think that's true. I grew up listening to big band records in my parents' house, and particularly the Count Basie Orchestra, Oscar Peterson. And I set my goals really early as a kid. I wanted to play with those people.
And as a young drummer, you got to see Gene Krupa.
Well, I did. I saw him on television on a variety show, black and white TV, when I was 5 years old. And I said, I want to be the next Gene Krupa.
Well, all right. Somebody out there is going, you know, I think I want to be the next Jeff Hamilton. Now, there's always this interaction between bass players and drummers. What is it about John Clayton?
Well, John Clayton came to Indiana University where I was in school, and he had already been on the Henry Mancini summer television show, studied with Ray Brown, had all this experience from L.A., and I was a hayseed from Richmond, Indiana, so he was miles ahead of where I was musically, and I wanted to learn from him, so he told me a lot of things that helped him get started. One of the things was Ray Brown told him he needed to play with a lot of intensity, which includes groaning while you play. And so that means, you know, mean everything you play. So Louis Belson called it the fifth limb of drummers. You got 4 limbs, and then the groaning is the 5th independence.
The 5th limb in my world means something completely different. Well, why don't you head on over to that drum set, sir, and in the meantime, we've got to talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, what tunes are we going to start with here?
This is a tune written by Peggy Lee. And Jeff recorded this with his trio on an album entitled The Best Things Happen. Here's I Love Being Here With You.
Woo!
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked his Remo drum so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're as bored as fact checkers at the George W. Bush Library, or as innocent as the Elvis impersonator, the blues is used.
That's right, Pearl. And this week, let's find out what gives our special guest, Mr. Jeff Hamilton, the blues. Jeff, I'm going to ask you some serious questions. I want serious answers. Where's your favorite place to play?
Of all the places in the world, I'd have to say when I played the Montreux, Switzerland Jazz Festival.
Oh, cool. Now, where do you go when you want to be alone?
Well, I have a place on my property I call the barn. It's got my Hoosier, Indiana barn door on it, so that's my go-to place.
We'll all meet you there. You have any nicknames?
Yeah, Ray Brown nicknamed me Hammer while we were on tour in Japan.
That doesn't have anything to do with the fifth limb or anything, does it? Just asking. What's the most embarrassing moment at a gig?
I was playing a winery, the Wente Winery in Livermore, California, and food poisoning hit me after the first tune, and I lost it all over my shoes, and Elvis Costello and tour manager Pete Buckland assisted me.
All right. Now, what's another funny story from a gig?
Oh, maybe funny to you, but I was playing the drum solo of all drum solos at the Hollywood Bowl at the Playboy Jazz Festival. Hugh Hefner and his newly announced fiancée, Kimberly Conrad, came out in a little halter top, greeted the audience of 18,000 people, and I thought they were applauding for my drum solo.
And the standing ovation was not for you either, huh? Ever name an instrument?
Yeah, actually, the cymbals were named after me. I have the Hammertone series on a cymbal company that I'm co-owner of. Crescent cymbals, also the Regal Tip model, signature sticks and brushes.
Yeah, me too. Now, what would you do if you weren't a musician?
Well, aside from having your job, I think I'd want to be a baseball player or a tennis player.
If I keep it up, you're going to have it. Now, what's a favorite college or pro team?
Indiana basketball, Indiana University. My freshman year was Bobby Knight's rookie season. And Boston Celtics pro team and the Cincinnati Reds before the dreaded baseball strike.
Okay.
Now it's time for the most important question, Jeff, and that is, what gives you the blues?
When I'm asked to do my job and people come in and tell me that they know more about what I'm supposed to do than what I've spent 40 years doing.
Mm. Perfect. All right, Pearl, get us started with the Jeff Hamilton blues.
Will do. You can call Jeff the Hammer. That does not make him baddie. He got that nickname in Japan. Hey, Ray Brown thought it was natty. You can call him a Celtic or a Hoosier. Just don't bring up Cincinnati.
Jeff played the Playboy Jazz Fest with Hugh Hefner in the house. Oh, Hef was sitting with his lady, and she wore a low-cut blouse. But Jeff Hamilton didn't notice. At least that's what he told his spouse.
If it wasn't into drumming, well, Jeff thinks tennis would be hip. He can swing a racket for hours, 'cause he's got that killer grip. Although he'd probably hit more balls with those Regal Tips.
Folks who know it all, they sure give Jeff Hamilton the blues. Leave the guy alone, please. Don't make him listen to your views. Honey, just keep him to yourself, or Jeff will vomit on your shoes.
And we're going to keep on having fun, so don't go anywhere. There's more to come on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, for decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club on 12th Street, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in sessions they called cutting contests.
We're keeping that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a little cutting contest of our own. Now nobody gets cut. It's just a chance to hear an award-winning artist like Jeff Hamilton trade riffs and sharing ideas with another great musician.
Now here's Jeff Hamilton and our own Mike Warren to trade riffs on this Jeff Hamilton trio arrangement of a Thelonious Monk tune, Baya. We'll be right back.
Okay. Again. And now, as a public service, 12th Street presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Justin Bieber's monkey had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
W once was president. If you want the job, it's a plum one. He thinks his brother Jeb should try it. Let another Bush become one. If Jeb listens to his brother, that might make him the dumb one.
Yeah. Daddy said that was my job. The BCS changed titles. A move that fans hailed with elation.
Yes.
It's now the college football playoff. Now, ain't that a better designation?
Yes, it is.
I think so. Now, all they need are two teams that aren't on probation. What's up with that?
Anthony Weiner, New York mayor, he says he can't be beat. That's where the guy's mistaken. All it takes is one bad tweet.
It's time to make the NRA offer, an offer they can't confuse. Go out and have a good week. That's all from News in the News.
Benny Golson wrote it. Jeff Hamilton Trio recorded it. Now here's Jeff, Joe, and Tyrone to perform Whisper Not.
Thank you.
walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
Now, if you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out our special guest, Jeff Hamilton's new and upcoming CD releases. And for a conversation with him, Mr. David Bassett.
You know, I tell you what, Mr. Hamilton, I programmed 3 hours of jazz one day, all with you playing the drums. You have so many records out. You have all the stuff with your trio, Red Sparkle, your latest one, Graham Dechter, some great new music from the guitarist Graham Dechter, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Diana Krall, some of the most best-selling jazz records of all time, and then the Milt Jackson CD with the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra, which has to be my favorite of all time. Was that a thrill for you to play with?
You have excellent taste, David. Now, that is one of my favorites, and unfortunately, it was the label discontinued, so it was it's not available. That one, along with Soul Fusion with Monty Alexander, John Clayton, and Milt Jackson in 76 is another one of my favorites. So.
Well, you guys rolled through town here long ago, and plus, you know, with Monty Alexander, you were just a kid.
Yeah, I was 21 years old and just barely old enough to get into Madame Lovejoy's.
Oh, boy.
And we played there, had a week-long engagement there, I believe. And
I don't think anybody was old enough to get into Madame Lovejoy's. Everybody was there was underage.
Yeah, you know? I think we're the only ones, David. I hate to tell you that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, it's a pleasure to be here with you. And where does that website again?
www.hamiltonjazz.com.
Pete, did you get that? www.hamiltonjazz.com.
Yeah, and I'll get a computer soon. I keep
Hamilton,
telling you.
Like the $10 bill, I think.
I got to get a car first, and then I'm going to get the computer. You know, this week we celebrate birthdays. How about B3 guru Richard Groove Holmes and MJQ keyboard master John Lewis? We celebrate birthdays this week of pianist Stanley Cowell, trumpet master Maynard Ferguson, and the world's greatest jazz harmonicat, Toots Thielman. It's a birthday week for bassist Jimmy Merritt, drummer Steve Gadd, and how about this coincidence? It's also the birthday week of modern jazz quartet bassist and John Lewis bandmate Percy Heath. To learn more about all these cats, sign up on our website at 12thstreetjump.com for our weekly emails. You'll get info on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. So what's happening this week in jazz?
You live like jazz. And you've got, you know, I think Hammer Toes, as much as he's dancing around this studio.
We'll be right back with more on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out Nick Finzer at Avenue D in Miami. New Jersey jazz fans get Bob Smith and Tommy Pass at Amici Milano in Trenton. And in Pittsburgh, be sure to drop by Little E's Jazz Club for an evening with Andrea Pearl.
In Kansas City, get over to the Take 5 Lounge for the Peter Schlamm and Herman Mahari Quartet. Down south in Huntsville, Alabama, you can't go wrong with wine, words, and jazz. Every Thursday at the Presidential. Out in Phoenix, check out the Desert Winds Jazz Weekend for 3 days and nights of great music.
And our special guest, Jeff Hamilton's going to be awful busy over the next couple weeks with the DePaul University Big Band in Chicago, Cincinnati, Columbus, Nighttown in Cleveland, and then St. Peter's Vespers in the Big Apple. After that, he's off to Japan for a 3-week tour with his trio, so go out there and check him out. For details on all of Jeff's upcoming gigs, click on his calendar at hamiltonjazz.com. And remember, wherever you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
The Jeff Hamilton Trio recorded this jazz classic on their The Best Things Happen album. Let's listen to Poinciana. Thank you.
You think you know something about Jeff Hamilton? Well, it's time to test your jazz knowledge with a little game we call...
What's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far, and when.
It's a What's Your Question? The show that puts the answer first and the question last. Just like Congress voting down background checks. Now here's your host, the man with all the answers but none of the questions, Bo Weber!
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? Pearl, let's meet this week's contestant.
Our contestant is someone who should know everything there is to know about Jeff Hamilton and his music. Please welcome Jeff Hamilton.
Hi, Bosco.
That's Bobo. Anyways, Pearl, tell Jeff and our listeners this week's So What's Your Question categories.
Glad to, Gordo. The categories are... Symbiosis is illegal in Georgia. Does Obamacare cover heart and soul? Love is the answer, but you still flunked.
I'll try symbiosis for 25. Coco?
That's Bobo. The answer is kisses on the bottom. So,
what's your question?
Oh, that's really easy. It's a Paul McCartney Grammy-winning CD I was a part of.
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is kisses on the bottom. The question is, what does Wayne LaPierre get every morning from Mitch McConnell? Okay, Jeff, pick another category.
How about heart and soul for 50?
The answer is the girl in the other room. So,
what's your question?
That's easy. What is the name of the Diana Krall CD I played on?
You just don't know. The answer is the girl in the other room. The question is, who keeps track of Tiger Woods' balls? Okay, Jeff, try another category.
How about love is the answer for 100, Toto?
It's Bobo! The answer is, call me irresponsible. So,
what's your question?
No problem. I got this one. What 2007 Michael Bublé CD did I play on?
Don't quit playing the drums, Jeff. The answer is Call Me Irresponsible. The question is, what is the English translation of Kim Jong-un? And you know what that sound means, don't you? It's daily double time. You have 10 seconds to complete these famous sayings. Ready?
Ready.
Great. If wishes were horses...
I'd have a well full of IKEA meatballs.
Correct. You can lead a horse to water...
but not to IKEA.
Correct. Good things come to those who...
lobby.
Correct. A fool and his money...
bought Chicago Cubs season tickets.
Ooh, judges. I'm sorry, Jeff. Thanks for playing. That's all the time we have.
So what's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far, and when.
All right, let's bring back our own Mike Warren to drum with Jeff, Joe, and Tyrone on a classic Gershwin standard, I've Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Jeff Hamilton, give it up for our very special guest, Mr. Jeff Hamilton.
Yeah. And keep it going for the 12th Street Jump Band. Woo. How about Mike Warren on those drums? Huh? Yeah. Tyrone Clark on bass. Musical director Joe Carrett at piano.
And our vocalists, Nedra Dixon and David Massey.
Yes.
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at big letters 12th Street Pete. And sign up for those emails at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of composer Irving Berlin and Kansas City-owned Mary Lou Williams. Until then, I'm Pearl Rivera McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!